I really don't like charity. I think charity does a disservice to the people that it tries to help.
Lila Jana is founder and chief executive officer of SamaSource, a non-governmental organization that uses the internet and the abundance of digital work to employ hundreds of people living in poverty around the world.
People want to earn their own money and make their own decisions about how they spend it. And I think the biggest tragedy in the development world, the development community, is that we've often dictated to poor people what they should or should not do. And I think it's belittling.
Why don't we log in as
a graduate of Harvard University, Jana has spent much of the past 10 years working in the development sector and visiting poor countries. But it was during her first trip to Ghana at age 17 that she discovered an untapped resource, human brain power. Many of the poor children she met were smart and spoke English. They had potential and skills.
I really flipped my understanding of economic development and poverty on its head, and I realized that we don't live in a global meritocracy.
The idea for SamaSource was born later, when Jana visited an outsourcing center in India while working for a management firm. If people from impoverished places could use the internet to work, Jana thought, why couldn't countless others living in rural areas do the same? That's where SamaSource comes in. Working from its headquarters in San Francisco, SamaSource secures digital work contracts from big technical organizations and then breaks down large-scale projects into what they call micro-work, accessible to SamaSource workers anywhere there is access to computers and an internet connection. Tasks can include content generation for websites and data enrichment, such as captioning images and verifying information. So far, SamaSource collaborates with 16 work centers throughout Africa, South Asia, and Haiti. Since the business began in 2008, Jana says SamaSource has paid more than $1 million to more than 1,500 people, many of them women. Much of the violence inflicted against women, Jana says, stems from their inability to earn an independent income. But when women are given computer-driven work, Jana says all sorts of benefits follow.
They start getting respected for their brains rather than their bodies.
Some criticize outsourcing of this sort as a threat to U.S. economic growth. Jana says SamaSource is looking for ways to use its technology to help the increasing number of Americans falling below the poverty line. But she says anti-poverty efforts need a more globalized point of view.
First of all, I think it's important to remember that a person is a person wherever he or she happens to live. Whether it's a poor person in Bangladesh or a poor person in rural Mississippi, each deserves our consideration.
For the future, Jana envisions growing SamaSource into a world-class social business, fostering a family of similar enterprises that employ thousands, if not millions, of otherwise poor men and women, giving them a dignified way to lift themselves out of poverty. For VOA News, I'm Mona Lisa Noor Mohammadi in San Francisco.